As we heard from Ivan Watson and Kirkuk, there are tensions among the various groups that make up Iraq. In that northern Iraqi city, there are Sunni Muslim Arabs, Kurds, and Turkomans. The largest group in Iraq are the Shiite Muslim Arabs. Here to tell us more about these four Iraqi groups is Judith Yaffe, Senior Research Fellow at the National Defense University. And Dr. Yaffe, first, what is the share of each of these four groups, as you understand it, in the national population of Iraq?
Shia Arabs in Iraq are somewhere about 60% of the population. The Sunni Arabs, about somewhere between 17 and 20%. Now, that takes you mainly through Baghdad South. The Kurds are somewhere between 20 and 25%. They're mostly Sunni, but there are Shia Kurds. There are even a small number of Jewish Kurds still in northern Kurdistan, although most of them left a long time ago. The Turkmen are a very small percentage of the population. They themselves think that they are somewhere like 15% of the population, but actually they're probably no more than, I'd say, a generous 3%, which says somewhere between maybe 900,000 and a little over a million, million and a half.
Yeah, now, the Kurds certainly are a distinct ethnic group from the Arabs, with their own Muslims, but with their own language and their own history. The Turkomans also Muslims as well, I assume.
Yeah, Muslim, Sunni Muslim, but they're Turkic-speaking people who moved a long time ago at the behest of the Ottomans, who settled them, I think, in a lot of the region. Now, how long ago back they go, I'm not really sure, but they lay claim to, of course, Kirkuk, but also to Erbil, Mosul, Sulaymaniyah. They have settled, sprinkled throughout that region.
The gap, though, between what you described as the likely share of the Iraqi population, that is Turkoman, you say about 3%, perhaps,
yeah,
and what you said they perceive to be their share of the population, about 15%, is quite a dramatic difference.
They based the 15% on the last census taken in Iraq, which was in 1957, at which time they say if you extrapolate it out from that time, they would surely be 15%. Now, I'm not making this up. This was quoted to me by the Turkmen representative in Washington and also when I met them in Ankara, so that they do believe they're a much larger percentage of the population. But the statistics just do not bear it out.
You figure that the Sunni Arab population of Iraq is somewhere in the teens, 17, perhaps 20% of the population. The Tikrit clan of Saddam Hussein is Sunni Arab, but the ruling elites of Iraq for most of the century have been Sunni Arab, haven't they?
The ruling elites going back to Ottoman times have been Sunni and Arab. The Ottoman Turks as well like to use the Sunnis because they were Sunnis as well. They even cultivated the Arabs for latter half of the 19th, early 20th century, bringing them to Istanbul, training them in the military. They saw them as being good and faithful servants of the empire, which they were.
Opponents of Saddam Hussein, advocates of overthrowing him, exiles, when you ask them, will this country really hang together? They'll say, yes, listen to the Kurds. They're asking for autonomy, not independence. The Shia of the South are Arabs first and Shia second. There's much more unity. Do you buy that this idea of Iraq has taken hold with all of these different groups, or are they still Turkomans, Kurds, Shia, Sunni first?
Sure, I do buy into it because you don't survive as a Turkmen group in a separate Turkmen enclave. A Kurdish independent state would have a great difficulty surviving. Shia and Sunni Arab in the south live together. They both see a unified state, which would be, again, for all of them, funded, run, benefiting from its oil industries. How do you separate that out?
Judith Yaffe, thank you very much for
You're
talking with
welcome.
Us today. Judith Yaffe is Senior Research Fellow at the National Defense University.